Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Well, the community of Kanturk is still coming to terms with the events leading to the deaths of three members of one family on Monday, Tadhg, Diarmaid and Mark O'Sullivan. Barry Roach of the Irish Times joins me now. Barry, good morning. The focus of the Garda investigation is now, or one of its focuses, is revolving around this note that was found at the scene. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, well, good morning. As you say, a terrible tragedy in North Cork. The actual note is quite lengthy. My understanding is that it runs to about a dozen pages, and it was found strapped to Diarmaid O'Sullivan's thigh. Now, Diarmaid is the younger son in this whole tragedy here. He's 23, or was 23. And obviously the contents, Gardaí, have gone through, but my understanding is that it suggests to Gardaí that he and his father had a grievance over a proposed will, which their mother was drawing up regarding the family's 115-acre farm, and that it would seem that they were planning this for some time. Now, whether that's a matter of days or further back, it's not quite clear, but certainly from what I can gather, it seems that it wasn't quite the spontaneous event that we might have thought it was, first of all, in terms of as the story enveloped in, or developed on Monday morning. It seems to have been planned over some time.
And the sequence in which events took place now will confirm or perhaps dispute the contents of that note. I'm referring to who was shot first and where.
Yes, I think it's the view the Gardaí have, and the postmortems are still continuing today in the sense that the older son, Mark, Dr. Margaret Bolster, is beginning her postmortem, or began her postmortem on his remains at CUH this morning. But Gardaí believe he was shot in his bedroom at the family home at around 6:40 a.m. On Monday morning. They were alerted to the tragedy by his mother, Anne, who owned the family farm and had inherited it from her parents. Tadhg, the husband, had married into the farm, as it were. She managed to make her escape from the house and contacted neighbours, and from there raised the alarm with Gardaí. But when Gardaí arrived at the scene around 7:30 or so, and obviously were unsure at that stage whether they were dealing with a fatality in terms of the shooting and whether there was a hostage situation, but they knew that there were three legally held farms there, they encountered a neighbour who said that he'd heard two shots sometime earlier. So the standoff ensued. Subsequently in the afternoon, as it were, about 1:40 p.m., the Garda Air Support spotted two bodies in the field, and members of the emergency response unit would come from Dublin, and local armed support units proceeded there to the scene and found the bodies of Tadhg and Diarmaid. So the sequence would appear to be that at this point that Mark was shot first, and then Tadhg and Diarmaid took their own lives in some sort of suicide pact later. The postmortem was conducted on Tadhg and Diarmaid's remains yesterday by Dr. Bolster, and that confirmed that they had both died from a single gunshot wound each. But whether or not, Gardaí, I suppose, are looking also at the ballistics experts looking at the two guns that were found beside them, and Garda forensic experts in terms of examining the weapons for DNA and fingerprints evidence to see who fired which guns at whom, and also then looking at those guns and examining the body of Mark back in the house to see whether he was shot more than once, which hopefully the postmortem will establish today. And if so, then how many guns were used, and if there was more than one, then it would suggest obviously that both Tadhg and Diarmaid were involved in his killing earlier in the morning.
And you're expecting Dr. Bolster to have wrapped up those postmortems today, are you?
I would expect at some stage this afternoon Gardaí will have got at least a briefing from her on her findings on the postmortem regarding Mark. Whether they receive a formal full report or not at that stage, but I think they should have a strong indication of what happened there from her. I suppose the other aspect of this, which is different to some of the murder investigations that we report on the normal course, is that Gardaí are not looking for anybody else in connection with this. They're satisfied that all the parties involved in it are deceased. So in that sense, they may not, very often they don't disclose the findings of postmortems for operational reasons, because they don't want suspects to be able to read something in the media which they could actually put to them at questioning. That situation doesn't apply here, because obviously they believe the killing of Mark was carried out by either one or two of the other deceased. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't apply in this instance.
All right. Barry Roach of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us this morning.